Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main stories. A man in his 40s was taken into custody in relation to the attempted murder of a father and son in Lifford at the start of this year. The Dáil debated the second stage of the defective concrete block bill's amendment last night, despite criticism that legislation was only published 8 hours before the discussion. Detectives within the PSNI are investigating reports of gunshots in Omagh last night, and Gardaí and emergency services responded to a single vehicle traffic collision involving an ambulance in Carndonagh yesterday morning. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. First, Gardaí and emergency services responded to a single vehicle traffic collision involving an ambulance that occurred at approximately 10 past 10 yesterday morning in Carndonagh. Two people, women aged in their 20s and 40s, were conveyed to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí say the road is now reopened for use. A man in his 40s was taken into custody on Monday at a Garda station in the Dublin metropolitan region under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. The arrest is linked into an attempted murder in Lifford earlier this year. On January 20th, Charles Duher and his father were attacked at their home on Connieboro Road, with Charles in his 20s suffering serious head injuries. He was airlifted to Belfast Hospital for surgery to repair his skull. The man arrested has since been released, and a file is being prepared for the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. The Dáil debated the second stage of the defective concrete blocks amendment bill last night, despite criticism that the legislation was only published 8 hours before the discussion. The bill proposes higher payments, an increased cap overall, and allows side-by-side rebuilding in certain limited cases. Opposition TDs, however, say the changes still fall short of providing a 100% redress scheme for affected homeowners. Donal Kavanagh has more.
All five Donegal TDs contributed to last night's debate, with all of them saying more needs to be done for affected homeowners in the county. The details of the bill were published at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. That prompted Deputy Piers Doherty to say the timing reflected the way the government treats those who are living in the defective concrete nightmare.
Legislation published at 10 o'clock this morning, that shows how much you care about people in my constituency, Mayo and elsewhere, which has defective blocks. The type of approach that you've taken to this legislation is absolutely appalling, and the length of time it has taken. Cruel, heartless, brutal, ruthless, cold-hearted, detached, indifferent. They're words that families who live in defective blocks house have described to me this government's approach, and I agree 100% with them.
This was echoed by 100% Redress Deputy Charles Ward, who described the timing as deliberate and disgraceful. He added the government has once again placed spin and secrecy ahead of families living in unsafe homes. Deputy Ward told last night's debate the Oireachtas Library and Research Service confirmed they couldn't analyse the bill because it was published too late. Deputy Ward sought to impress on the government the reality facing people in their own homes.
I speak to you with the anger of a father watching my own home crumble. I speak with frustration of the people who contact me every single day, and they cannot take one more sleepless night worrying whether the bison slab over the top of their head is coming down and their kids could be injured or killed. This is happening every single day we are contacted. I will acknowledge there is small progress in this, the bill, and but I can't pretend that it's near enough.
Union Minister Charlie McConnellogue welcomed the publication of the bill, and in particular the provision that side-by-side building will be granted for special cases of vulnerable families. However, he said it was regrettable that the bill took over a year to prepare and publish, saying he'd been pushing for this when he was in Cabinet over a year ago. Minister McConnellogue said other outstanding issues need to be dealt with more urgency.
The social housing scheme should be in place. It's not in place. It's not good enough that that's not there. That needs to get in immediately. The appeals process likewise has been too slow. It's only started to move in recent times. That needs to push on. Also, in relation to IS 465 and the National Standards Authority of Ireland review of the standard, again, That needs to move. I know Minister Sullivan today said he hoped that's expected in quarter one of next year. It needs to come in quarter one of next year because there's been other deadlines given before that have been missed.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin again contrasted the treatment of DCB households with the scheme implemented for those with pyrite in Dublin and Leinster. He said those in Dublin and Leinster deserved what they received, but he says those in the West and North West should get the same.
Can you imagine a scenario where you have two people who go into a shop and one buys a small TV and the other person buys a big TV? And these TVs just don't work. They're utterly faulty. And the shop owner and the state says, I'm sorry, we don't provide any protection for the person who bought the bigger TV. You know, it's about the cost. So if you bought the small TV, we can afford to compensate you. But the bigger TV, you don't get the compensation. You get some of the compensation, but not the full compensation. Here's the reality on the ground in the west of Ireland. From Donegal, Mayo, right down to Limerick and Clare, people are being left behind.
And Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher highlighted the fact that many people, businesses and public services are still excluded.
People who are in apartments, they're not covered. There are a number of schools in the county that are affected. The community centres are affected. Farm buildings, local authority houses, and I understand there are about 2,000 local authority houses affected in Donegal, and they're not in the scheme. Those are all the additionals, and whether it'll happen next week or not, or before Christmas, it has to be considered to include local authority houses. And of course, there are childcare facilities.
Well, there's been widespread welcome for a provision in the Amendment Effective Concrete Blocks Bill that allows side-by-side rebuilding in special cases. Under the measure, homeowners with sufficient land may have a replacement home built next to their existing house rather than on the original site, which is usually required. It's understood this will apply to vulnerable families who need accommodation adapted for residents with disabilities, for whom finding alternative housing was previously impossible. Councillor Martin McDermott, former chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Block Committee, says while more work is needed, he's relieved that change is finally being implemented in this case.
Look, I think it's important, yes, that we have our say in this, and I think, to be fair to the department, they have met us a number of times. They have taken a lot of our concerns on board. You know, there is still lots of issues that we have to deal with. There's still lots of issues, you know, that families have out there that we need to get rectified. But I think we have to take the ones when we get them. And I think, you know, the side-by-side today is a big one for us. It's something that, as I say, we have been on the forefront here in Donegal on, and it's good to see the Minister has taken that on board.
Detectives within the PSNI are investigating reports of gunshots in Omagh. This took place at around 20 to 11 last night in the Castletown Road area. Occupants in a home heard three apparent gunshots and saw two men at a distance. Another gunshot was fired by one of the men before another got into a small silver or grey car. Detectives are appealing for any information or anyone with dash cam or other footage to make it available. A review into the case of missing boy Kyron Dernan will not be published because of legal complications. The boy was reported missing from his home in County Louth in 2024. However, Gardaí believe he was last seen alive in 2022 when he was just 6 years old. The Children's Minister says it was her intention to publish the report, but she says the Attorney General has indicated this wouldn't be appropriate. Instead, key recommendations from the National Review Panel are being made available, which includes a review of GDPR and TUSLA and Garda Protocol. Norma Foley says Kyron's case remains an open investigation.
Well, I think out of every case there are going to be lessons, there are going to be learnings. I think it behoves me to take the learnings from any case, either general cases or specific cases, and to ensure that we put the mechanism in place to ensure that this doesn't happen into the future. I'm doing that. All of the measures that need to be taken, I'm taking them at this point on foot of the recommendations that are here.
Police in Derry are investigating a sectarian hate crime following an assault of a young man in the Ebrington area of the city yesterday evening. The assault was reported to police at around 6:30 and the victim subsequently attended hospital. One male youth was arrested as part of inquiries but has since been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. Daniel Doherty's Bakery in Moville is set to close at the end of the month. The business has been operating for more than 145 years. A local councillor says he hopes replacement jobs can be found for the 30 employees affected. Councillor Martin Farron told today's 9 till noon show that the bakery has been an important part of the community since it opened in 1880.
absolutely devastating news, and it has sent shockwaves right through the local community. The bakery has been such a huge part of our community over the last 150 years, you know, and to start from humble beginnings and to build such a vibrant business. And it also gives so much local employment over all those years, you know, to the local community. And it is really, really devastating news. I hope something can be done to try and save the jobs of the people that are actually working there. There's 30 mm-hmm. staff up there at the moment. You know, to be getting that news at this time of the year, Greg, it's not a great thing to happen. But I suppose it's never a good time when, you know, when a business is closing down like this. But I would say it wasn't not an easy decision, really, for the Doherty family, because the Doherty family are a really lovely family, great people. And, you know, I would like to take this opportunity, really, to thank them for being there for the local community for the last 150 years, basically, because they've given so many people have worked there over the years.
Illegal dumping at Mean Dairy Fulcara is being investigated by Donegal County Council after it was brought to light by a councillor on social media. Councillor Dennis McGee said he shared the video raising the issue following calls from a number of local people about the problem. He highlighted this is not the first case of illegal dumping in the area, and he hopes there will be swift action.
There has been a couple of incidents before, and Donegal County Council and the litter warden, in fairness, have been very proactive here. Like, you know, they have put up signs. The signs seems to deter people from this action, you know, which is important, like, you know, because, like, it's not fair on everybody else. Everybody else goes and gets a skip, pays for it, gets rid of the rubbish that we're there. We just cannot have this here. People just throwing waste anywhere they want to. Like, it's just not right.
It's coming up on 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. We'll have sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's opening fixture in the 2026 Alliance National Football League Division 1 will be against Dublin in Croke Park on January 24th at 5 o'clock. Jim McGuinness's side will then welcome All-Ireland champions Kerry to Ballyshannon on the February the 1st. That game will throw in at 1:30. And Tyrone begin their Division 2 campaign against Kildare in Omagh on the January 24th. While Derry's first game in Division 2 will be on the same day against Meath in Croke Park before Donegal's clash with Dublin. The Donegal Hurlers will start life in Division 3 of the National Hurling League with a trip to Omagh to face Tyrone on January 25th at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, Keelan Ward has stepped away from the intercounty scene after a decade involved with Donegal. The St Union's clubman won 4 Ulster Senior Football Championships representing his county. Moving on to rugby, the draw for the 2027 Rugby World Cup puts Ireland on the opposite side to New Zealand, South Africa and France. It means that Ireland would avoid those sides in the knockout stages until the semi-finals if they top Pool D. They've been drawn with Scotland for the third tournament in a row, as well as Uruguay and Portugal. Head coach Andy Farrell is looking forward to facing familiar foes in their quest to win the pool.
You could have put the bet on it being Scotland, couldn't you? With the way that it's gone over the last couple of tournaments, etc. So you know each other well, and we'll continue to do that over the coming years. Got the old hers on the skin, standing up. Definitely, as in exciting, you know. So that's the way it should be.
In motorsport, Kyle McBride has been named as the winner of the 2025 Billy Coleman Award for the Young Rally Driver of the Year. The Carndonagh native, who won the Junior British Rally Championship and the Stellantis Cup this year, held off competition from fellow finalists Kian Caldwell and Casey J. Coleman to win the award. McBride was announced as the winner at the Champions of Irish Motorsport Awards in Dublin this afternoon. Moving on to soccer, Arsenal can restore their 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League with a win at home to Brentford tonight. Manchester City narrowed the gap with their dramatic 5-4 victory over Fulham last night. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta says they don't need external pressure from a title rival to keep their trophy challenge alive.
Our motivation comes from preparation and how we prepare for every game to try to be better than the opposition. And where we are in the league and what we are doing, I don't think we need any more motivation than that.
Elsewhere tonight, Aston Villa will look to continue their good form away to Brighton. Crystal Palace go to strugglers Wolves. Leeds host Chelsea and Liverpool welcome Sunderland to Anfield. Matthias Cunha will be back available for Manchester United's Premier League clash with West Ham tomorrow. The forward has missed their last 2 matches after suffering a knock to his head during a training session last weekend. Boss Ruben Amorim says he's pleased with how the Brazil international has settled at Old Trafford, but believes there's still more to come.
The influence that he has in the team is so important for us. But I think Cunha has so much to grow defensively and offensively.
Martin O'Neill will be in interim charge of Celtic for the final time when they host Dundee at Parkhead tonight. Frenchman Wilfred Nancy will then take over as the permanent replacement for Brendan Rodgers. O'Neill says it's been amazing to work with such a hard-working group of players.
They have responded. They've shown a willingness to try and implement some of the things that I think are important about the game. I couldn't praise them highly enough, but we've got one more game to go. For me, they've got big, big matches ahead. But no, the response has been terrific.
Among the other games in Scotland tonight, leaders Hearts play Kilmarnock and Rangers go to Dundee United. In horse racing, two Donegal jockeys have had winners in Dundalk this afternoon. Firstly, Luke McAteer was on board Fox in Flight for David Marnane in the 3:20 race. That horse went to post at 2-5. And in the 4:25 race at the same venue, Irish champion jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall rode JP O'Brien's Greek Mythology to victory at a price of 10-3. A Donegal double on those two would have landed odds of 5-1. Finally, in colleges action tonight, the ATU Donegal Freshers Gaelic footballers managed by Ryan McHugh and Pattern Mogan play at Queen's University in the Men's Division 2 League Final this evening. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock in Garvahy. That's all your sport for today. I'm back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Strabane Town Centre is set to see major upgrades, including improved traffic flow at key junctions, resurfaced footpaths, new pedestrian crossings and updated street furniture. The £8 million public realm scheme has now been given official approval. The plan will focus on areas such as Railway Street, Derry Road and Albercourn Square, Market Square, Church Street and Butcher Street. Further details are available on our website highlandradio.com. The continued closure of Carndonagh Courthouse has been raised at a meeting of Inishowen Municipal District. The building was forced to close on a temporary basis over 6 years ago due to concerns over health and safety. In the meantime, cases have been heard at Buncrannock Courthouse and Councillor Albert Doherty says he's calling for rural services to be protected.
Carndonagh Courthouse closed since March 2019. A recent publication in relation to refurbishment required at Buncrannock Courthouse in the peninsula, and really the sense that rural court procedures were being abandoned and refurbishments that are required, I believe, should be carried out. We should have refurbishment, we should have restoration of services and retention of services, and 7 years almost from the Carndonagh closure, it was to be temporarily. It was to be a temporary relocation of court services to Buncrannock. We need a response from the court service, OPW, Minister of Justice, on the future of court services in the county and particularly in Inishowen.
And would you be hopeful of a positive response if you were to contact those bodies?
When I see and hear the surplus spend and allocation that this government and the previous government is able to deliver and allocate, I don't have the full confidence, unfortunately, because of the delay, but I would put it to them, it's time to ensure rural services are protected, restored, retained.
And finally, the time of Highland Radio's main evening news is set to change. As part of a new schedule, which launches on Monday, January 5th, the evening news will move to 5:30. The new schedule will see a revamped Greg Hughes show on air from 9am to 11am, followed by Around the Northwest with John Breslin from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. David James will be on the air at the earlier time of 1:30 until 3:30, followed by a new drive time show with Danny O'Carroll from Mrs. Brown's along with Anya Sweeney. More details on that can be found on our website highlandradio.com. Having a look at the weather for this evening, it will be cloudy with outbreaks of rain developing. Light to moderate southerly winds will freshen in coastal areas. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A man in his 40s was taken into custody on Monday at a Garda station in the Dublin metropolitan region under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. The arrest is linked to an attempted murder in Lifford earlier this year. On January 20th, Charles Duher and his father were attacked in their home in Connieborough Road, with Charles, aged in his 20s, suffering serious head injuries. He was airlifted to Belfast Hospital for surgery to repair his skull. The Dáil debated the second stage of the defective Concrete Blocks Amendments Bill last night, despite criticism that the legislation was only published 8 hours before the discussion. The bill proposes higher payments, an increased overall cap, and allows side-by-side rebuilding in certain limited cases. Opposition TDs, however, say the changes still fall short of providing a full 100% redress scheme for affected homeowners. Detectives within the PSNI are investigating reports of gunshots in Oma last night. It took place at around 22:11 in the Castletown Road area. Occupants in a home heard three apparent gunshots and saw two men at a distance. And finally, a review into the case of missing boy Kyron Dernan will not be published because of legal complications. The boy was reported missing from his home in County Louth in 2024. However, Gardaí believe he was last seen alive in 2022 whenever he was 6 years old. The children's minister says it was her intention to publish the report, but says the Attorney General has indicated this would not be appropriate. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, December 3rd. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat Devenny, London, formerly of Ray Manor Cunningham. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Removal to St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for reception prayers at 6:30 p.m. Reposing overnight for 11 a.m. funeral mass on Friday, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in St. Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumming Hill. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patrick Pat Dean, 179 Rargan Illan, Carrigart. Patrick's remains are en route to his home address in Carrigart. The wake will be private from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. for family time and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral on Friday at 2 p.m. in St. John the Baptist Church, Carrigart. Family flowers only, please, with donations in lieu to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Connell McDevitt, Loch Derry Duff, Portneuf, reposing at his home today until rosary at 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 1 p.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. to St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. There will be a shuttle bus in operation from the Dolman Centre, Kilcluny, each evening at 5 p.m. The death has taken place of James O'Donnell, Jim Connell, Ranafast Anagree, originally of Knockestoller, Bunbeg. His remains will repose at his home in Ranafast today until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. Rosary is nightly at 8 p.m. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagree, at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the new graveyard, Anagree. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the Anagree Parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donation in lieu to the Donegal Hospice. The death has occurred of Paul Colgan, Coventry, England, and Kinnaderry. Reposing at the home of his uncle and aunt-in-law, Jared and Anne McCool, Kinnaderry, Welshtown, tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. A shuttle bus will be in operation from the picnic area at Welshtown. Funeral leaving from there on Friday at 11:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 12 noon. Cremation in Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan, later. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael McBride, Tully Connell, Fanid. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow at 5 p.m, going to St. Mary's, Fanavalti, Fanid, to repose overnight. Rosary at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Requiem Mass on Friday at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Alan James Murr, Holly View, Lurgy Breck, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at the home of his father, Ernie Murr, Swilly View, Lurgy Breck, until 10 p.m. today. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. going to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for funeral service at 2 p.m, followed by burial in Gortlea Graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the A&E Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Louise O'Loughlin, 12 Castle Grove, Raphoe. Louise will repose at her late residence today until 10 p.m. Rosary will be recited at 9 p.m. The funeral cortege will leave her late residence tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m, proceeding to St. Union's Church, Raphoe, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Eileen Lynch, Donaghy, 110 Naylor's Row, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:20 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.